that makes me smoke.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And I'll tell you why that has me all hot and bothered. First of all, it's Sunday, and I don't ever come in on Sunday. And the other thing is, it's before noon on Sunday. So there's two conditions I am so unaccustomed to that I might just have a breakdown right here in the studio. But Bendover and his wife Eileen are both out of town this weekend, so I'm covering for Eileen's Sunday show, and I damn sure couldn't do it without you being along. Tell you what, folks, this being Sunday and all, let's get right with God first, and then we'll commence our sins for the coming week. So at this time, I want you to stand and put your hand on the radio. Go ahead, place your hand right on it, and prepare to have your sins absolved by the Right Reverend Buck Sunday.
Is God dead? And I answer and I say, no, God is not dead. He's in intensive care. He's sick. He's sick and tired of people making flimsy excuses not to open their wallets for him. And he wants you to do it today, because tomorrow you may be dead and not able to go to the bank. And so you say to me, buck, 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 buck. How can I get to God's heaven? Can I get to God's heaven by doing good deeds? And I say, no, it's too easy to do good deeds. That's not the way to get to God's heaven. The only way to get to God's heaven is by doing the hardest thing there is to do. The hardest thing there is to do is to give every single penny you have to God. That's what's hard, that's what hurts, and that's what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Besides, it's not even your money. God gave you that money to invest in his company, God and Son. You don't even own that money. God does. God gave you the metal that money is made of, and God gave you the trees that made the paper that money is made of, and God made the brain that you have that helps you make the money that's made of the metal and paper that God made himself. Praise God, maker of money. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. You know, before we have another message from above, I'd like to take this particular time and tell you it's my particular pleasure to introduce to you a friend of mine and a friend of the man on high, Dr. John and the Holy Moly Singers. Praise God.
Once there was a man, didn't give us any money. Said he left his checkbook at home, didn't have any credit card, couldn't get to the bank on time on Saturday. So one day he walked across that street. Foot of God came down, tripped and made him stumble.
Amen.
Fall in front of a truck, made him die in the emergency room. Like this guy didn't give us any money, ended up dead. What do you do? What do you do? be so cheap. You'll be real good. Just give it all to him to save your soul. Don't you hold out. Give everything. You know the more you sow, the more you're gonna reap.
We take MasterCharge, Visa, and American Express.
So look again. You've got some more.
Single one of you. God bless you. God bless you.
I read about a man one day who wasted all his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of ale. Trusted one who never fails. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
And old Daniel sat his living
sir,
while upon his turkey
he trot. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not
for
the trusted king,
said and creed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night.
Cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night.
The jaws were locked, it made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel sat his living guard while upon his turkey trot.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not
for
the trusted king,
said Creed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel did from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night.
We too can gladly dare and do things of God. He'll take us through. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel sang his living
sir,
while upon
his
turkey trot.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not
for
the trusted king's decree.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon.
If you're a Muslim or a Jew, a Buddhist or Hindu, the man upstairs who loves and cares couldn't give two shits for you. He sent his only son, and he told you he's the one. So get on board with Christ the Lord, 'cause all your gods are dumb. And Jesus don't love your kind. No, Jesus don't love your kind. Now Scientology, well, that's as stupid as could be. It ain't looking good in Hollywood, where they let them freaks run free. Well, can't you see the light of grace? Won't you take the Lord's embrace? 'Cause I got news for you, Tom Cruise. Jesus wants to punch you in the face. And Jesus don't love your kind. No, he don't. No, Jesus don't love your kind. So get your head out of your ass. Now the Lord is not a fan, and you got to understand, it's just plain wrong to put your dong inside another man. And all you lesbos should go straight, 'cause you're risking your own fate. Y'all be damned for eating bearded clam, but can I watch you while I masturbate? Jesus don't love your kind. I wish he did, but Jesus don't love your kind. But I might make an exception. No, Jesus don't love your kind.
I'm a failed Christian, I don't go to church, I smoke and I drink and I lie and I curse. It never got to me, your sermon and all. You talked and talked about nothing at all. I'm a failed Christian. Failed Christian, yeah. I got two recollections, taking the collection, and tears when the choir sang in harmony. It scared me half to death, I swore as I left, with an inside pocket full of change and memories. I'm a failed Christian. I'm a failed Christian. I've got my own church. I pray with my soul to this great universe. All over the world, the blood's on their hands. Religious instruction I can't understand. My maker, a firm believer of spirit and music, there's a prayer in a song. I'm a failed Christian, and if I'm going under, then you're coming with me, that much I can tell. I'm a failed Christian. Failed Christian, y'all. Failed Christian. Failed Christian. Failed Christian. I'm a failed Christian.
That's probably enough sacrilege. I believe we've offended just about everyone. I certainly feel better now, don't you? Good. We'll settle down and hear some slightly more mainstream bodacious music right after this news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this news update.
Clark County paramedics responded to a frantic 911 call from a nearby motel this morning, where the Lord our God, divine creator and ruler of the universe, had been found nude and unconscious following his latest suicide attempt. God, who sources say had recently grown far more depressed and withdrawn from humanity than usual, reportedly attempted to hang himself from the base of his motel showerhead after ingesting an unknown quantity of Ambien. Motel sources claim that God's room had been left in a state of disarray and revealed that they had found a brief note written by the omnipotent deity, saying that the suicide stems from long periods of unhappiness he had been suffering in recent millennia, including the death of his only child, thousands of years of war and genocide, chronic weight gain, and the aftermath of his messy 15,088 BC divorce. Paramedics say the Supreme Being had no pulse when they arrived.
God the Almighty Father was not breathing when we first saw him. His all-seeing eyes were completely glossed over, and his holy radiant skin had turned a dull greenish blue. I immediately turned the Father of Heaven and Earth on his side and initiated CPR while my colleagues pumped his stomach. We knew we had successfully revived him because the clouds had fully parted and the light was shining again, but we are taking him to the hospital to run some more tests.
The Lord's overdose comes in the wake of several widely publicized previous suicide attempts, including a 1985 incident when the Lord leapt from the Grand Canyon but changed into a bird at the last second and flew to safety. More recently, in 2006, the all-powerful being attempted to slit his wrists on Saturn's rings, nearly dying in space from blood loss. Shortly after God was admitted to a nearby hospital, the divine being's representatives addressed questions from reporters with a statement made from the building's parking lot to update his billions of followers on his condition.
I'm happy to report that the author and protector of our faith has regained consciousness and is floating comfortably in the recovery room. I can also confirm that starting next week, God will be enrolled in a support program. We do ask that everyone respect the Heavenly Father's privacy. The best thing we can do right now is to keep him in our thoughts and prayers.
Wait. That's why Ben and his wife aren't in town? He's covering that God story? Oh, things are looking bad.
Tower on the mountain. It didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. Shadow of the steeple, I saw my people. By the relief office, I seen my people. As they stood hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? This land is yours.
Drug. You'll get addicted to his love.
Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and that song gets us moving on a Sunday morning. This train bees a highball express. Don't stop for no one. That's the prolific Joe B., Joe Bonamassa. He just seems to crank out great tunes effortlessly. People that are good at stuff make it look easy, even when we know it ain't. Carrie Underwood, one of the real assets to come out of American Idol, did Cowboy Casanova, a new track from her. Neil Young and Crazy Horse did a nice update on the Woody Guthrie song, This Land Is Your Land. That one from Neil's Americana LP. Up front, sounding a lot like Neil, and making that segue obvious, I admit it, was Rico Bell and Mercy Song. It's 11:30 a.m., and I'm Vince Vinyl. Yeah, I know, those two things don't go together well. But I'm starting to have fun, and thanks for the kind emails. More of those is better, but if you want to send some unkind emails, that's okay, too. It's kcuf@rattlebrain.com. The Zep is up next. Stay tuned.
We're the Parts!
We're never red!
We hate anything foreign!
We live in a tree separately!
We swing like a rabbit Warren!
We're the Parts!
We each have a gun!
Firearms is for protection and fun!
Most of all, Parts say cherry! We keep a national anthem blaring!
Big Major Barf!
Baby Barf!
Chunky Barf, too! Smoky Barf!
Tiny Barf!
Fruity Barf, how do you do?
Now you know our barfy song.
Grab a gun and sing along.
Cause before we're through, you'll be barfing too. Yeah!
Every barf is unique, just like you and me. That's right. Even though some barfs look alike, every barf has a unique serial number hidden on his foot. So no two barfs are the same.
I love my barf. He's unique and he's never red. Even though he lives in a tree. Mom, I want more barfs.
Now it's easy to get more barfs. Just stop by any Pizza Stack location, buy two large pizzas, a pitcher of Sprunk, and the barf's drinking glass of the day is yours for only $15.
The barf! Yay!
Available while supplies last.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings la 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Alabama people, don't you try to dog him round. Now in the kid is Alabama people, don't you try to dog him round. Cause if you people cause me trouble, Lord, I got to put you in the ground.
Well, crooked letter, ooh, humpback. Mississippi. Ooh. Am I crooked letter? Crooked letter I.
Leslie West and Mountain there. A big hit for those cats way back when, and rightly so. A great song then, and still a pretty bitchin' tune, Mississippi Queen. Lenny Goldsmith, Danny Hellevig, and Dirty Legs did M.I. Crooked Letter, Mississippi. We heard Mississippi Kid from Lynyrd Skynyrd, a track off of their debut LP way back when. And breaking up the whole Mississippi deal was Led Zeppelin and Going to California. Good morning to you. It's Vince Vinyl here, sitting in for Eileen Dover for your Sunday midday. Had a great day off yesterday and spent a few hours at the Good Guys Rod and Custom Show out in Pleasanton. The weather gave us a break, and it was a killer show. Always some outrageous rods, as well as live bands, beer, and car parts for sale. What else could a car guy ask for?
You want to own a successful franchise. You want to make money. Well, what do you invest in? Fast food? Frozen yogurt? They're fads. They'll soon go out of fashion. What's the one growth business in America? Isn't it time you got into the one industry that we're giving the Chinese a real run for their money? Correctional institutions. At PIC, we'll help you get set up with your own franchise. Running your own prison is easy. It's the one business where you really do have a captive audience. Just lock them up, throw away the key, and watch the profits roll in. You can guarantee a steady stream of new inmates. We give generously to local and national politicians to ensure stiff penalties for all manner of crimes rather than rehabilitation. Help clean up the streets and make a tidy profit. We'll have America back the way we want it to be. White, paranoid, and happy to burn anyone that looks different. Contact PIC today and get your introductory kit on investing in your own prison franchise. The Prison Industrial Complex. A real American success story that they can't outsource.
Say, you look smart.
You look smart, but I don't care. I'm not looking for no love affair. I'd sell you my soul just to get me somewhere. What's it to do? Dead out town. No, I can't believe I live here now. So I'm searching for cheap thrills, some way and somehow. Gonna love me here, and where's all the money? What's it to do? I got nothing and it's dead out town. No, I can't believe I live here now. So I'm searching for cheap thrills the way I know how.
Seasons, pictures of fantasy. fuzzy. Moving on and on in my mind. All the time, all the time.
bob around, and I wonder what I'm feeling like and what I do. I take a look around, and I'm underwhelmed with my big bad self. I but what the hell? So are you? I kinda roll along without anger. When they're giving me the evil eye, 'cause I'll be coming down like a stranger. Something about him rings a bell. Okay, I'll be there. He must have been high. Ah, what the hell? I must have been high. What I'm feeling like and why. I take a look around, and I'm underwhelmed with my big bad self. I but what the hell? I must have been high. I know that you can tell. Yeah, I must have been high. 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 I must have been high.
Done. He holds the smoking gun and stands before the man on the judgment day. After living life the outlaw way, the preacher man's words that he heard are ringing true in his head. You live the life you live to have regret, 'cause in the end you'll have to pay the debt. He's been running with the devil in the dark of night, but the sun is coming up and he can see the light. But it's too late now, because the deal's been done. Long ago he gave his soul for the guns and gold. Now there's nowhere he can turn, it's gonna save his soul. 'Cause there's a price to pay, a heavy price to pay. Living outlaw way. For the sinning kind, there will come a time. Music ends, you do the final dance, and then you turn and face the consequence. Preacher man's words that he heard are ringing true in his head. Sinning kind will live to have regret, 'cause in the end he'll have to pay the debt. He's been running with the devil in the dark of night. Now the sun is coming up and he can see the light. But it's too late now, because the deal's been done. Long ago gave his soul for the guns and gold. Now there's nowhere he can turn, it's gonna save his soul. 'Cause there's a price to pay, always
the price to pay. Living the outlaw way. There's a price to pay. Always a price to pay. Living the outlaw way.
In the end, you'll have to pay the debt living the outlaw way. What a cool song there, and what a cool sound, that one from the Railbenders. Eddie Spaghetti did Must Have Been High, or something. Eloy did that nice prog piece. Obviously, English is a second language to those guys, so they kept it mostly instrumental for us. Thank you very much. We heard the title song from the album Inside. And Wolf Alice did that first tune, 16, So Sweet. I can't believe I live here now, so I'm looking for cheap thrills. Always looking for cheap thrills. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. And say hallelujah, we have made it into the afternoon.
There's one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
The official KCUF weather prognosticator tells us that showers are in the forecast overnight and possibly into tomorrow, but it should clear up and be dry for the next several days thereafter.
Well, she said she didn't love me and kept me out the door. Now I'm living in one room, sleeping on the floor. Think I'm gonna kick my boots up and put some music on. And since I'm all alone, I might as well get stoned. I might as well get stoned and get it off my mind. Ain't got a thing to do. Since my whiskey's gone, I might as well get stoned.
mother cry. Now I know they got a job to do, but if I had one wish, I wish it all come home so we could all get stoned. I might as well get stoned and get it off my mind. Ain't got shit to do, all I got is time. The bottle's all I have to be a friend of mine. Since my whiskey is gone,
I've been busting ass. You wanna go out, I'm gonna pass. Don't be thinking I ain't no fun, but right now I'm just overdone. And I'm gonna sit down and do nothing, big fat nothing. Might stay up late and do nothing all night. Get out of my way, I need some rest. And my idea of recreation is brain dead, flatline vegetation. And I'm gonna sit down and do nothing, big fat nothing. Might stay up late and do nothing all night. Get unwired. Right now I'm not tired, I'm tired. Too tired to sleep, too tired to eat. Off the clock and off my feet. I'm gonna sit down and do nothing, big fat nothing. Might stay up late, do nothing all night. Sit down and do nothing, big fat nothing. Might stay up late and do nothing all night long. I said all night long. Yeah, all night long.
That was the Bottle Rockets, spending my time doing a big fat nothing. Won't you join me? And Chris Stapleton was also in that set. Say, in case you haven't noticed, 25% of 2017 is gone already. April is just 5 days away. Which gives you just 5 days to work up a killer April Fool's Day prank.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
So tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and this year I am going to be the one who plays the tricks at work. I have it all arranged. I got everything from the gag store. Whoopee cushions for the conference room. That'll kick the morning meeting off with a blast or two. Nobody's awake enough to check the chair before they sit down. Plus, it'll help that all the coffee will be hidden with this Happy April Fool's Day sign. I'll replace all the pens with dried out ones I've been saving all year. Oh, I got the... Oh, wait, an email from my boss. No April Fool's Day jokes, please. Let's stay on track for a fun, productive day. Oh, great. Now I've got to take all the gags back. Funny he doesn't put out an email when he and all the supervisors take breaks for the basketball tournament. Not very productive, if you ask me. I don't think a whoopee cushion at his end of the table would slow down the day too much. Gas bag.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.